If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight's terrifying tale is about this park ranger and his personal encounter with true evil over at the Olympic National Park in the state of Washington. What he discovers while on a routine drive will terrify you beyond your wildest imagination. Now let's get spooky. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Hello, Campfire Tales. I was a park ranger at Olympic National Park for a few years, until a horrific experience that I thought would be a good fit for your channel made me quit and never look back. I woke up peacefully sometime in the afternoon, due to the fact that I had been working night shifts all week, and was going to work another one that night. I yawned and got out of bed, excited to start my day, blissfully unaware of the catastrophic events that would take place just a few hours later. I got some caffeine into my system and took a shower and got dressed, before heading out the door as the sun was beginning to set. It felt disrupting and unnatural to start my day at work as the sun was setting, but I pushed through. The night shift was worth the extra money anyways. Around an hour later, I arrived at work and parked my vehicle in one of the employee parking spaces. I got out of my car and greeted my fellow coworkers before sitting down at my desk and logging into my computer. I opened our work application and scrolled through the tasks which I had been assigned for that night. It appeared that I had been assigned to a few trash takeouts and a routine drive later that evening. I decided that I would go outside and get the trash duties taken care of first. I got out from my desk, exited the ranger's office, and arrived at the trash cans. Once I arrived at the trash cans, I noticed a faint but clearly noticeable smell of smoke in the air. I looked around and couldn't see anything, so I knocked it down to some people having a campfire somewhere. I finished taking out all the trash and went back inside the ranger's office. "Hey, did you hear about all the missing people?" my coworker asked me as I stepped inside. I gave him a concerned look. "No, I haven't. What are you talking about?" I asked, intrigued. "Just look, come over here," he replied before walking in the direction of his computer and gesturing for me to follow him. I followed him to his computer, and he began to show me an article titled, "17 Gone Missing in the Last Month at Olympic National Park." "Wow, that's crazy. I feel a bit scared now," I said. "Yeah, we all do. The boss is stressed out and trying to find out who's doing this. He thinks it may be one of the workers." "Why would he think that?" I questioned. "Honestly, I have no clue. But no one else thinks that's the case. He just randomly said that to me when we were exchanging small talk and didn't give me any reasoning," he replied. "Huh. All right," I replied. My coworker walked away, and I decided I wanted to do some research on the topic myself. I usually didn't care much about stuff like this, but anything to pass the time at work, right? I walked over to my computer desk and searched up Olympic Park missing people. Many results popped up, and I spent the next half an hour reading through articles and absurd theories. After reading all of these articles, I had become quite invested in who was doing this. I decided that I wanted to speak to the boss about it. I got out of my chair and found my boss sitting in his chair staring into space, seemingly very deep into thought. "Hey, I hope I'm not interrupting anything," I said after politely knocking on his door a few times. He seemed a little startled.
No, no, not at all. What's up?
He asked. I just been hearing and reading a lot about missing people.
Enough!
My boss suddenly yelled, causing me to take a few steps backward in shock. Enough with the missing people stuff. I'm stressed enough as is. Get out of here! My boss cut me off. I wanted to apologize, but I closed my mouth and exited his office, feeling guilty and embarrassed about what I'd caused him to feel. I walked back to my desk and sat down, feeling defeated. I decided that I needed a few minutes of fresh air, so I got back up and exited the ranger's office to go to the front porch. I sat down in one of the lawn chairs and began to stare into the night sky, pondering about the missing people. A light gust of wind picked up, and I noticed a leaf fall next to my feet. I looked down to see the leaf, and was shocked to see it was covered in what was clearly dried blood. I reached my hand out in the attempt to pick it up, but just like that, another gust of wind came and blew it away. I began to feel incredibly paranoid and looking around me everywhere, trying to make sure I wasn't being watched. I didn't find anything, but I was too paranoid now to continue sitting outside. I got up and went back inside. I walked to my desk and sat down. I could have sworn that I saw the same leaf on my desk for a split second, but when I blinked, it was no longer there.
What the?
I muttered under my breath.
You all right?
The coworker from earlier asked after hearing me say that. I turned around.
Yeah, what's up?
I replied.
I was just wondering if you knew what happened to the boss. I went in there to ask him something and he literally screamed at me to get out. Can you believe it?
He explained.
Actually, I went in there to ask about the missing people and he did the same thing to me. It was my fault,
I replied.
Ah, come on, man. You should have known better. I told you he was already stressed out about it, but looks like it's really getting to him now. I feel bad for the guy,
he replied.
Yeah,
I replied before he walked away. I checked the clock and noticed that it...
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was time for my routine route drive. I got up from my desk and exited the ranger's office. As I walked to my car, an overwhelming and unwelcome sense of dread washed over me. I brushed it off and opened my car door before getting inside and putting the keys into the ignition. I began my drive. A few minutes into the drive, I saw an absolutely huge plume of smoke rising into the sky from somewhere in the forest.
That can't be good, I muttered to myself.
I examined the smoke more clearly. It was darker in nature and seemed to be rising pretty fast. I began to feel an even stronger sense of dread. I picked up my radio.
Hey, I'm on my route drive and I see a huge thing of smoke coming up. Definitely not your ordinary campfire. I'm gonna go investigate it, over.
I spoke into the radio. I got a few replies from my radio and stepped out of my vehicle. I pulled out my flashlight and clicked it on. I began to feel an incredibly horrific presence. One that I could not see, though. I began to look around, being pretty certain that someone was watching me, before I realized that there were much bigger fish to fry at the moment. As I got closer and closer, the strong smell of smoke became more and more strong. Depressing and unwelcoming thoughts began to enter my mind. I began to catastrophize the situation. Images of the entire park burned to a crisp entered my mind, but I tried as hard as I could to push such thoughts away. Eventually, I reached into my pocket and put on a face mask when I began to cough from how thick the smoke was. A few minutes later, I found the source of the smoke. At this point, I was in completely uncharted territory in the forest, where no park ranger has ever been. I was dumbfounded to see clearing in the forest with smoke rising out of it, with no visible fire. "What in the world?" I muttered under my breath. I stepped closer and closer, very slowly, until I saw something that caught my eye. It seemed as if there were cracks in the earth, with smoke rapidly rising out of them. "How is this possible? It's not like there's a volcano anywhere nearby," I asked myself, bewildered at the strange scene. Cautiously, I shuffled my feet on the dirt, revealing something wooden covered by the dirt, leaves, and sticks. Intrigued, I uncovered the rest to reveal a door. I stared in shock at the door for a few minutes before my mind finally rationalized a decision to make. "Guys, I need backup. I'm a few miles east in the forest. There's a weird door with smoke coming out of it." "Yeah, out of the ground. I can't be making this up. Over." I spoke into the radio. "Wow, hang tight for a few hours and we'll be there. Over." One of my coworkers responded. "Few hours." I sighed in disbelief at that answer. I had no clue what I was going to do for hours in the cold, dark forest with a door with smoke rising out of it. I sat down against a tree and tried to pass the time as long as I could, until I just couldn't take it anymore. "Screw this, I'm going to check this weird door out myself," I muttered to myself before getting up and walking to the door. I took a few deep breaths before building up the courage to reach down and turn the door handle. I was in utter shock what was revealed beneath it. Beneath the door was an ancient cobblestone staircase, lit with torches, hence the smoke, leading down into the earth. I felt incredibly intrigued and scared at the same time. I began to shakingly step down the stairs, feeling as if they were going to collapse each time I took a step. I seemed to have been walking forever, until I finally reached an identical door, at least it was right side up this time. I opened the door, which revealed an ancient church made of clay and stone. Hanging on the wall was an upside-down cross, and next to that was a picture of a demonic goat, which I assumed was the devil. I was incredibly frightened and also amazed at the same time. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. This could be the discovery of a lifetime. I began to walk around. On one table, there was an incredibly old book. I opened up to see the ancient, incomprehensible text with a surplus of demonic images, sending chills down my spine. I looked around and saw a statue of a three-headed dragon. I began to take out my cell phone and take pictures of everything I was seeing. "New Wi-Fi network available," the message popped up on my screen. I was very confused. I clicked accept. "Connecting to..." A message popped up, sending chills down my spine. How could this be possible? "Connected," a message popped up. At that point, I was so utterly frightened that I felt as if I could faint at any moment. I mean, how the hell was there Wi-Fi in some ancient church like this? I decided to take advantage of the fact, though. I went to my messages app and began to send all the pictures and videos I took to all my friends and family, and then went to my social media and posted the pictures and videos there. I put my phone back into my pocket and began to look around, attempting to process what had just happened. I thought that maybe people's theories were right, that ancient civilizations were more advanced than we thought. Maybe they had Wi-Fi before us. I looked behind me and took notice of a strange table mantle, so I decided to go check it out. Before arriving there, though, I took note of some ancient torture devices. Whatever this church was used for, it certainly wasn't for praising the Lord. I went over the strange table mantle and was shocked with horror as I saw what was on it.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The table mantle had a satanic pentagram in the middle, and next to it was a dagger. This dagger was covered in fresh, red, and wet blood. The scene made me begin to hyperventilate, as I realized all of the signs pointed that this church was still being in use. And all of a sudden, the dots all connected. The missing people, Wi-Fi service, sacrificial demonic ancient church. I knew that this church, or someone in this church, was responsible for all those innocent people that had gone missing. I began to frantically look around for signs of someone who wanted to sacrifice me. And then I realized one thing that I saw at the door that I'd come through was covered with metal bars. This whole thing was a trap, and I wasn't the first to fall for it. My heart rate was through the roof at this point, knowing that there was no escape and that this would be the end of my life, just because I couldn't wait for some hours for backup to arrive. That's when it hit me. I still had my radio. I quickly and shakily pulled out my radio. 1033, this is an emergency. I repeat, 1033, this is an emergency. Arrive at my location as soon as possible. Over. I urgently screamed into the radio. What's the emergency? Over. One of my coworkers asked. I know this is going to sound absolutely insane, but you must believe me. I opened the door, and it led to some satanic church of sorts. And someone was murdered here. I think I'm next. Please come as soon as possible. Jisoo, we're on our way right now. We're almost there. Just hang tight. This better not be a prank, over. My coworker responded. I felt slightly relieved by the fact that some help was on its way. But I still had no clue how the metal bars had gotten there, or how they were going to break through them. I screamed in pure fear when a loud, menacing, and deafening roar broke out through the church. I turned around and was met with the horrific scene of a 10-foot-tall, bloodthirsty monster ready to kill. This is it. Goodbye, cruel world. In an instant, the creature picked me up with one hand and swung me into the air. I assumed that it was going to place me on the table for sacrifice. But instead, he brought me to the back wall and pushed it to the side like a sliding glass door, revealing a dungeon full of prison cells. As he shook me, though, I saw what was inside the cells. Some were dead bodies. Some were frail people who had clearly been there for months, screaming and begging for mercy. And some looked as if they had just arrived that morning. We made it to the back, and the creature opened up a cell and threw me in it, causing me to hit the wall quickly, going unconscious. I awoke an unknown amount of time later, shivering on the cold stone floor with a pounding headache. I groaned and got up, trying to look around me but realizing it was pitch black. I felt my sides and was incredibly relieved that I still had my belongings. It seemed the creature did not possess the intelligence to strip me of my belongings. I grabbed my flashlight and turned it on. I guess the creature counted on me not doing that, because the light revealed that my cell did not have a lock on it. I struggled to push the heavy steel cell door open, but I eventually did. I slowly and cautiously walked to the end of the hall, and was met with the huge stone wall that only the creature could push. I began to hear strange noises coming from the other side, and I quickly realized that they were here. It was the sound of a human being captured, and I knew that this would be my chance to escape. I quickly ran to the end of the hall where I knew he would open it, so I could hopefully slip out and escape while he was focused on bringing his new prisoner to his cell. I clicked my flashlight off and anxiously waited the opening, and it finally happened. Right as he began to open it, I swiftly slipped through, and he luckily did not see me. I looked behind me and felt my stomach sink as I saw that the person being captured was one of my coworkers. I paused in conflict. There was nothing I could do to save him at that moment, but I knew I would never forgive myself if I just left. I stood there for a few seconds until my survival instincts kicked in, and I ran for the door. It seemed that my coworker had bent the metal bars enough for him to get through. I opened the door and squeezed through the metal bars before running up the stairs as fast as I possibly could. I reached the top and quickly became extremely dizzy and nauseous until I fainted once again. I woke up in an unknown amount of time later in the hospital with a few of my coworkers next to me.
What the hell happened? I asked.
Ron is still missing, my coworker said, referring to the person who had got captured right after me. Guilt began to overwhelm me. The church is gone. We went back to report the place to the boss, and when the authorities arrived, it just wasn't there anymore. They dug a few feet down and still found nothing. My life has not been the same since this incident. I quit my job right after that day, and I still have nightmares about that horrific creature.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.